May 24, 2026. Today's reading from Encounter with God. Send the fire. Opening prayer. Father, please breathe your spirit on me today as I read your word, and assure me once again of the hope I have in you. Read Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 21. The Holy Spirit comes at Pentecost. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly, a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. Now there were staying in Jerusalem God-fearing Jews from every nation under heaven. When they heard this sound, a crowd came together in bewilderment, because each one heard their own language being spoken. Utterly amazed, they asked, "Aren't all these who are speaking Galileans? Then how is it that each of us hears them in our native language? Parthians, Medes, and Elamites, residents of Mesopotamia, Judea, and Cappadocia, Pontus, and Asia, Phrygia, and Pamphylia, Egypt, and the parts of Libya near Cyrene, visitors from Rome, both Jews and converts to Judaism, Cretans and Arabs, we hear them declaring the wonders of God in our own tongues." Amazed and perplexed, they asked one another, "What does this mean?" Some, however, made fun of them and said, "They have had too much wine." Peter addresses the crowd. Then Peter stood up with the 11, raised his voice, and addressed the crowd. "Fellow Jews and all of you who live in Jerusalem, let me explain this to you. Listen carefully to what I say. These people are not drunk, as you suppose. It's only 9 in the morning. No, this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they will prophesy. I will show wonders in the heavens above, and signs on the earth below. Blood and fire and billows of smoke. The sun will be turned to darkness, and the moon to blood, before the coming of the great and glorious day of the Lord. And everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Reflect. In what ways does celebrating Christian holidays and fellowship with other believers make them more meaningful for you? If you're on track with your daily readings, you'll be considering these verses on Pentecost Sunday. Last year, the Eastern and Western traditions of the church celebrated on the same day. I so appreciate the richness of other Christian traditions and have many Eastern Orthodox friends. There is something wonderful about meeting with others when deep fellowship heightens expectancy. I can imagine the sense of expectation in Jerusalem on the days of the great feasts. Pentecost was probably the most attended, as traveling conditions would have been at their best, but this one was different. Many of us would turn to Acts chapter 2 if asked what happened on the day of Pentecost. However, Jews had gathered in Jerusalem on this day for centuries to celebrate the harvest and also the giving of the law. Yet this gathering was unlike any other. Luke describes how on this day, as the Israelites gathered to offer God the first fruits of the wheat harvest, God offered his church the first fruits of the Spirit. The imagery of wind and fire evokes Old Testament motifs, suggesting a continuity of God's past actions while signaling a new era of spiritual empowerment. We also see here the curse of Babel being wonderfully overturned as the questioning bystanders inquire as to what is happening. Is the true wonder that the disciples are being given a newfound linguistic prowess? or that the recently timid and fearful disciples are able to proclaim the wonders of God with a previously unseen confidence. Isn't it amazing what happens when the followers of God gather in one accord and God declares blessing? Perhaps when I gather with my Greek Orthodox friends next, I should pray for the same ability to understand in my own language as well. Apply. Can you recall a time when you've experienced a deep sense of God's presence? Give thanks and ask for a renewed sense of refreshment. Closing prayer. Father in heaven, thank you for the gift of your Spirit's transformational power at work in and through me. Help me to live each day with a sense of expectancy because of your presence with me.